This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livas. Authorities in Southern California say a gunman killed 12 people late Wednesday during an attack at a bar and dance club. Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean told reporters one of the first officers to arrive at the Borderline Bar and Grill in the city of Thousand Oaks was shot after going inside to confront the shooter. He said Sheriff Sergeant Ron Halas, a 29-year veteran of the department, later died at the hospital.
It's a horrific incident. It's part of the horrors that are happening in our country and everywhere. And I think it's impossible to put any logic or any sense to the senseless.
Investigators are working with the help of the FBI to determine the identity of the shooter and a motive. Dean said the suspect was found dead inside the bar with a gunshot wound, but it was not clear who had fired that shot. Details are still unfolding on the story. Look for the latest on voanews.com. 49-year-old Matt Whitaker has been appointed acting U.S. Attorney General, replacing ousted AG Jeff Sessions. Now there are questions about his role in the ongoing FBI probe. He could now oversee Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election and whether President Trump tried to obstruct justice. Whitaker criticized the Mueller probe before joining the Justice Department last year. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked about the president's relationship with him.
I work with Matt Whitaker on several things here at the White House. He's been the chief of staff of the Department of Justice for over a year, and he was a U.S. attorney for about 5 or 6 years in Iowa before that, a previous candidate. He's done a fabulous job, really, and I think as a former U.S. attorney, he understands all the business that's before the Department of Justice.
Whitaker has also written that he believes the Mueller probe has gone too far, and that Trump's finances should be off limits to the special counselor. He served as Jeff Sessions' chief of staff since October 2017. This is VOA News. After 8 years on death row, a Pakistani Christian woman is freed from prison and said to be in hiding. It sparked protest in the nation. Michelle Hennessy reports.
Officials say Asia Bibi is now at a secure location for fear of attacks on her life. Last week, Islamists hit the street en masse after the Supreme Court acquitted her of charges. The government then struck a deal to end the protests, saying it would bar her from leaving the country. Bibi's release on Thursday sparked immediate fury from a hardline Islamist party. They've threatened to paralyze daily life across Pakistan if her acquittal is not reversed. Bibi is a 53-year-old mother of five. She was convicted in 2010 of making derogatory remarks about Islam during a disagreement with her neighbors. In Pakistan, insulting Islam's Prophet Muhammad carries a mandatory death penalty.
There is wide-ranging reaction internationally to Tuesday's U.S. midterm elections and Democrats regaining control of the House of Representatives. VOA's Henry Ridgewell explains.
A spokesperson for the Russian President Vladimir Putin said relations with the U.S. would not change, as it would be hard to make them any worse. In the Middle East, Israel urged President Trump not to allow electoral losses to derail peace plans for the region, which has seen the U.S. controversially move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Nabil Shath, an advisor to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, urged a change of course in Washington.
The Democrats in the United States are getting closer to a position that may lead eventually to a peace process.
World leaders will now be wondering what comes next in America, says Professor Peter Trubowitz, director of the U.S. Center at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Neither the U.S. State Department nor North Korean officials provided a firm reason as to why scheduled talks between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and senior Kim advisor Kim Jong-chol were called off. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Robert Paladino simply called it a matter of scheduling.
Schedules change. Schedules change all of the time, in fact. Sometimes we make these things public. Sometimes, as our schedules change, they're not public.
President Donald Trump did say he has made more progress with North Korea than any other administration, and he plans another summit with Kim Jong-un early next year. A Presbyterian church official in Cameroon says 79 students who were abducted from their school, along with their principal, have been freed. Look for the latest on VOANews.com. I'm Nicole Livas, VOA News.